You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of Ukrainian children are being transported from Donetsk to Russia for adoption. The occupied territory in southeast Ukraine is one of four illegally annexed by Russia in late September. Russian law prohibits the adoption of foreign children. But in May, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree making it easier for his country to give citizenship to Ukrainian children without parental care, and harder for Ukrainian relatives to win them back. Maria Lvova-Belova is Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights.
It's very important that the children feel like full-fledged members of the Russian Federation on the territory of Russia, as citizens of the Russian Federation. But at the same time, of course, the Donetsk People's Republic remains their native and beloved land. And we are not talking about adoption. We are talking about guardianship, which will allow us to preserve the blood kinship of these children with their relatives who remain in the territory and preserve their affection for their native land.
Ukraine and international rights groups have called Russia's actions an abuse of human rights. Ms. Lvova-Belova has been sanctioned by the United States, Europe, the UK, Canada and Australia for her role in taking Ukrainian children to Russia. 11-year-old Yaroslava Rogachova was evacuated from an orphanage in Donetsk and is waiting to be sent to her foster family in Moscow with her two sisters. She says she'll miss the sea and Donetsk, but she's already met a new family and likes them.
I'm going to Moscow. I've already seen the family and everyone. I liked the mum from the very beginning. She introduced me to the three children. One boy, two girls, the dad and grandmother. The house is big. They go to school in the mornings, but it's the summer holidays now. The younger girl goes to kindergarten. They told us they're waiting for us.
Olga Vakova is the director of an orphanage and boarding school in Donetsk. She says many of the orphanage's older children are sad because they understand what's happened.
We are happy that the children are getting fresh air and the sea is nearby. We never had that before. We used to spend the summers among concrete, in the city, of course. It's a joy for the children. But still, when we're asked why the children look sad, changes are often joyous for children. But nonetheless, the older children understand perfectly what's happened.
Over the summer, 120 Russian families had applied for guardianship, and more than 130 Ukrainian children had received Russian citizenship. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.